This is Judy Gammon, and you're listening to The Skin Scoop, where you go to get the scoop on your skin. I'm here with Dr. Ron Bosley from Prism Dermatology. Today, I want to talk about how your face can actually change colors in the summer. And I'm really curious about this red face. You tend to be able to look in the mirror and notice blotches. Is that a thing? I mean, I notice that, and I notice it in others.
It is a thing, especially with these hot Texas summers. I get patients all the time at Prism Dermatology asking, well, why do I know this is redness? And it could be related to a few things. In the summer, particularly with the sun exposure that we get and the humidity and the heat, we can have a worsening of several common conditions on the skin, one of which is rosacea. So rosacea is often called adult acne, but I tend to see it a lot in patients as just redness, more of this blushing or flushing type appearance on the cheeks. And that is due to sun exposure and some of the activities that we do, you know, exercises that we do in the summer compared to other times of the year. Another issue is a good old dandruff of the face. A lot of people don't realize that dandruff or seborrheic dermatitis is also a condition that can occur on the face.
I didn't know that.
It is, and it typically can occur as kind of red, blotchy rashes around the eyes, around the nose, even in men around the beard.
And I have seen men with beards that tend to get some kind of like dandruff, like
exactly.
You said. I've seen that before.
Dandruff is caused by a natural occurring yeast on the skin that loves heat and humidity. So in the summer, it's a perfect time for that dandruff to flare up. And some small household common products, like I oftentimes recommend Dove dandruff shampoo to use as a beard wash for
men.
I
didn't know they made a dandruff shampoo.
Dermacare, yeah, they have a line of products that are very helpful for a lot of what I call mild dandruff or mild seborrheic dermatitis. For weekly use to just keep the skin and the yeast content low and prevent you from having this redness on the face.
Okay, I gotta admit something. I see these commercials all the time, and it says, as recommended by your dermatologist. This is the first time I've actually heard a dermatologist recommend something that we can basically go to the store and get.
Yeah, I love the fact that dermatologists can recommend some things that you can get around the corner.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, medical opinion is always helpful, but our zinc preparations for dandruff are very helpful, as well as other preparations for the rosacea. So whether we're talking about phytocorrective gel, which is another commonly recommended product that I recommend at our office for redness of flushing or rosacea, those two tools are really great to have in the summertime when you're noticing that redness.
So just as a general rule, do people maybe as they're aging, when they get out in the sun, they notice some of these changes in their skin a little bit more because you've had the sun exposure?
Exactly. So over time, sun exposure can do quite a few things. We can get dilation of the blood vessels in the face, but also the skin can get slightly thinner. Mostly people notice it on their arms with bruising and things, but the skin thickness does change and allowing to visualize some of those dilated blood vessels underneath the skin, which are causing the appearance of redness on the skin.
Okay, so I've seen people that have like red noses or they have red cheeks and they have those tiny little veins. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think at Prism Dermatology, you actually have a laser that can correct some of that.
Yes, that is what we call erythematelangiectatic rosacea.
So, oh, wow. Say that fast three times.
You know, right. So that's why I say broken blood vessels and rosacea. And yes, we use intense pulse light as well as a laser called Splendor X, which is a 1064 nanometer ND YAG laser.
That sounds very important.
Right. But ultimately, it's great for both superficial and more deeper, larger vessels.
All right. Well, you know, this has just been absolutely great. Always a pleasure to sit down with Dr. Bosley here from Prism Dermatology to get the scoop on skin. You're listening to The Skin Scoop. You can look up Prism Dermatology at PrismDermatology.com or call 817-329-1350.